With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Local drivers see their second week of tumbling gas prices. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas has fallen 4 cents to $5.69 a gallon since the last check on September 3rd. The average price of premium self-service dipped 4 cents, taking it to $6.14. The average price of diesel is now $6.20. That's down a penny. According to ERCO, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at AA Savannah Rubis for $5.59 a gallon. That's the same best price as last week. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.70 a gallon, up 3 cents from September 3rd. I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other local news, kids ages 6 to 8 are invited to explore shapes and colors through storybook reading and themed art workshops this week.
We're actually starting a series called Stories in Art, which we're doing in a collaboration with the public libraries. Mm-hmm. Essentially, we'll be going to different library locations throughout the next couple of weeks. We're doing art activities inspired by local books.
National Gallery's Maya Mutu tells Radio Cayman the free event is at the East End Library this week through tomorrow before they head to Northside on the 15th through the 17th and West Bay September 22nd through the 24th. All workshops start at 3:30 p.m. Register your kids by emailing exhibitions@nationalgallery.org.ky. In regional news, Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council says just over 500,000 voters have been registered so far as the country prepares for long-delayed presidential and legislative elections, along with a constitutional referendum set for December 13th. The CEP reports 506,953 registrations as of September 6th, about 12.6% of its goal of 4 million voters before the October 13th deadline. Officials say more than 2,700 operators are in the field and over 1,400 registration centers are in place. Haitians have not voted since 2016, when Jovenel Moïse was elected. He was assassinated in 2021. In Jamaica, the government says it remains committed to rolling out the new demerit points system, but will delay its October 1st start date. Energy, Transport and Telecommunications Minister Daryl Vaz says the decision follows consultations with stakeholders. A task force led by State Minister Marisa Philibert will now review the system with input from key ministries, the Jamaica Constabulary Force and public transport groups. Now for a look at news elsewhere. Here's the BBC.
BBC News with Tom Dewsbury. A leading researcher at the AI giant Anthropic says there's a greater than 10% chance the technology could wipe out humanity. He said although the firm aimed to be responsible, it hadn't managed to make sure AI would always act in the interests of people. China's messaging service WeChat thanked a US cybersecurity firm for uncovering a software vulnerability that could have put more than 1 billion users at risk. WeChat's owner says it's now fixed the vulnerability. The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has accused the far-right Alternative for Germany party of anti-migration policies that amount to ethnic cleansing by skin colour and origin. The AfD leader Alice Weidel said the days of the Merz coalition were over. Her party was successful in regional elections last weekend. The United States has become the latest country to declare it recorded its hottest ever summer this year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the average temperature between June and the end of August was 23.6 Celsius, exceeding the previous record set in 1936 and 2021. The head of the world's main fact-checking network sounded alarm bells after the tech giant Meta moved to abolish its own functioning fact-checking system in 16 Latin American countries. The Israeli defense ministers vowed his troops will not withdraw from southern Syria while visiting the deployment. In a message addressed to President Ahmed al-Sharaa, Israel Katz said we're in the security zone and we're not moving from here. Uganda's military chief has pulled his country out of the Invictus Games, organized by Prince Harry for wounded and sick service members and veterans from around the world. General Muhoozi Kainerugaba says Uganda was unwilling to participate in an event which didn't have the approval of the king. It comes after Buckingham Palace made public a letter stating that the Duke of Sussex and his wife Meghan will not be working royals following their return to live in Britain. BBC News.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.